Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kakaptakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you. Episode two. Welcome back to episode two of the Lostish podcast. We are back and better than ever.
Yes.
We're just kidding. We literally filmed episode one like 2 seconds ago. But for those of you who are here because you listened to episode one, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you guys listening in and supporting. Mm-hmm. We genuinely have no idea what to expect. We're just here to help you so we can help us.
That's true. So this episode, we're going to be talking about ditching the script and finding your own path.
And we have a script in our hand.
So we don't miss anything.
Correct. So we're not like trying to slack off.
All the goods.
We want to give you all the good stuff because we don't. Yeah. As you said, I'm just repeating myself. We don't want to miss out on anything.
Yeah. So I guess what this episode is going to sort of focus on is finding your purpose in life. Learning how to sort of like escape social norms. And for us, obviously, coming from very European backgrounds, we sort of have these like social structures and everyone sort of assumes, and when we say everyone, we're talking mainly the households we grew up in, not to talk down on our parents by any way, shape or form, but we definitely came from a situation where we were in a one size fits all sort of had expectations of a one size fits all
lots
society.
And lots of expectations.
Yeah, and what we mean by that is like obviously the, you know, being born, growing up, going to school, going to uni, getting a job,
getting
married,
having kids, blah, 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 blah. Being the like ideal kind of,
yeah, which by no means is a bad thing.
No,
but
if you have that, yeah. Well, I want to be you.
However, on top of that, I think that where it becomes a problem is when people start to sort of go about life doing that as a band-aid option for pursuing what they truly want to do, whether it's because they're scared to do so, or whether because they, you know, they think that they won't fit into the norms of society, or you know, they need to impress a certain person in their life or anything along those lines. So that's sort of what this episode is about.
We obviously like external influences are actually such a huge thing. Mm-hmm. We look at our parents, we look at our friends, the peers that we surround ourselves with.
Oh, you most definitely become a product of the people
the
you're
saying,
surrounded with.
You are who you surround yourself with. I
could
actually
not be more true.
No, I truly believe in that. And I've experienced it myself, where there's, you know, the people that I hang out with, you kind of mold yourself to the environment you're in, whether it's a bad environment or a good environment.
Yeah, and I definitely think that's why we're so different as well, because our situations are pretty different too.
Totally.
So yeah, I think that's definitely the first thing we wanted to talk about. Now, how did we actually get to sort of half decide what we wanted to do in terms of, you know, for example, starting this podcast? So I think a couple important things is obviously too many people normalize kind of like you are where you're supposed to be for sure. However, on top of that, it needs to be a situation where people aren't overly normalizing sort of, I think what I'm trying to say is that it's become a topic of conversation for people to bond over complaining and being unhappy with where they are and not knowing what they're doing with their life, which is exactly what we're trying to change. Now, how did we do that? For me personally, as wild as it sounds, I decided to have a conversation with my 80-year-old self. And this was something.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was something that
Well, like a physical, like you sat yourself down in the mirror and you were like, 80-year-old Emanuela. No.
I literally closed my eyes in my bed, and this was something that my partner actually told me to do, but I literally closed my eyes in my bed and I pretended that I was holding the hand of my 80-year-old self and like fully going into the zone of having a conversation with her and being like, so what did you do? What are you happy that you did in life? And I think it's such an under, if you do it well, it can be such an underestimated thing to do. And this might be the first time you're hearing of doing something like this, but basically she pretty much told me, you know, I want to see as much of the world as I saw as much of the world as I could. And I helped as many people as I could. And I think that second part that she told me, this sounds so weird to say, but that second part was more about, that's where the spark came about, you know, starting speaking to you about starting a podcast, because I was like, well, how can I help people? Trust me, before this, it was not in my realm of thinking. I know you always wanted a podcast, but for me, it was kind of always out of reach. I was like, well, I don't have a following. I don't come from any special background. I'm not, you know, highly qualified with 25 years of experience in anything specific. But I did always think that I sort of had a very different mindset to people in terms of, like, I didn't think I had to be stuck in societal norms. And that's sort of where that initiation sparked for me. And also just working backwards, I think, is another important thing, is sort of figuring out what you want that end goal to be and then sort of taking baby steps day to day that can get you closer to that path. So for me, it was like, well, okay, you want to help people. How can you help people? Even without a following, these words might resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's why I want to start, you know, possibly with a podcast, obviously doing good deeds, having faith, all of that kind of stuff. So I think that's where it started for me.
We also, like, I think with you and I, we have a lot of these conversations. We have a lot of sleepovers.
We also have a lot of deep chats.
Deep and meaningfuls. And we always just talk about the most, like, I don't know what the plural of epiphanies is, but like we come out of these conversations with such revelations and epiphanies. And I feel like we have so much to say about that. And I feel like this is the perfect kind of outlet to do that.
And it was so funny because literally when we first started speaking about the podcast, we had literally just gone on a random lunch one day and we were sitting and I was like, Rose, I've had enough. Like, I've had enough of, we're almost done university. Again, I know we sort of touched on this in episode one, but we had had enough with feeling like we had to sort of conform to, again, the societal norms. I'm going to use that word a lot because that's what this episode is about. But, and she so quickly jumped on my bandwagon and was like, I'm so on board, 100%. I'm exact, like, I feel like this double, like, what you feel. So that was definitely an easy switch for us. And then, again, we very quickly realized that it was a very universal experience. And, again, like, goals can be different.
Goals can absolutely be different.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have any goals, that's okay, as long as you are on the path to figuring out what your goals are going to be. Mm-hmm.
And making sure you're not covering up. This is what we sort of, this is probably our biggest goal. We want to make sure that you're fully pursuing exactly what you want to be pursuing in your life. And I know a lot of people have these goals. And when I say goals can be different, I meant goals can be different for each and every person individually.
Like my goals? Mm-hmm. Look, we actually have very similar goals. I was going to say my goals are different to yours. Yeah. But they are similar, but they're also different. Like, we have two different aspirations in life, but it's the same kind of thing. Is like you said, you want to see as much of the world and you want to help as many people as you can. And I think that's kind of the basis of what I want to do in more of a career related sense. Yeah, exactly. So, and I think going from that, like Emanuela said, we grew up in very European households. We're very proud of our culture and the way that we grew up. And but obviously, it's very different to, like, we live in Australia, by the way, if anyone's listening overseas. We live in Sydney, Australia, and it's kind of very different to growing up in that Aussie chill, you know, lifestyle where everything's kind of all good and. You know, you're just going with the flow. It's a very go with the flow, busy, busy, fast paced lifestyle, which is great. Like it's a beautiful place to live. And I'm very, very proud to call myself an Australian and to live in Australia. But in saying that,
I think that also goes on in terms of what I was going to say about people could be happy doing that. Like, genuinely, but I think it's about finding happiness in what you're doing and in the journey of what you're doing, because that's truly what it's about. No one gets from 0 to 100 straight away. No. It's about enjoying the process, which really comes down to taking those baby steps day to day to fulfill your purpose and fulfill what you really want to be doing with your life. And that could be different to anyone. So I remember thinking once, like, if someone, you know, you could see someone think about our grandparents, for example.
Mm.
They used to, you know, wake up, go do the gardening, go to work, endless hours. Then you had the stay-at-home mums doing all of that. And you see divorce rates were so far down. They were happy. They're still happy doing what they were doing because they were fulfilling their purpose. Now, if we weren't happy doing that, we would be unhappy. That's not to say that there's a one-size-fits-all for happiness for everyone and enjoying that purpose. That purpose is different. So it's about finding that. That's what matters. So,
and I think it's really important to say as well, comparison. Like a lot of the time we compare our goals and our purposes and what we want to do in life with somebody else's. And sometimes, you know, that may make us feel like, oh, wait, is my goal not enough? Or is my the way that I want to live my life not enough?
Exactly. So someone's goal could be, for example, to raise, you know, a beautiful family and be a stay-at-home mother or father, for example. Now, someone that was, you know, working a 9-to-5 and that was their true desire, they would be very unhappy in their day-to-day life. And I think that's what we need to try and break is the fact that, you know, I'm not talking down on, again, like, you know, a usual 9-to-5 job. And if that's what you can use to fulfill that purpose, then fine. But if someone is, you know, forced to be doing that or thinks they could be doing something better and they're not taking the actionable steps on a daily basis to become that person and fulfill that dream of theirs, well, then they're just constantly going to be unhappy. And I think that's, yeah, that's the most important thing.
And if your goal is as simple as I want to wake up every day and I want to do my goal, this is not my Rose Chachko goal, but like if your goal is my goal is to do an hour of exercise every day because exercise makes me really happy and I want to do that every day for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, excluding the days you're unwell or you've got, you know, certain circumstances come through. But like, that is your goal.
And
if that makes you happy, go for it.
Yeah.
Do that. Like, work on that. Mm-hmm. Take active steps to do that. And if half an hour a day is a lot for you, try 5.
Mm-hmm.
Try 30. Exactly. Sorry, not 30. Try 15. Like, it's...
Go on a walk.
You'll
see your happiness and your in fulfillment. Actually, not happiness. Your fulfillment will spike on a date. How good do you feel when you wake up, you do your exercise, you work towards your goals, and you feel like you've had an accomplished day? I feel great.
I know. I feel great too.
Yeah. And I think we can use multiple examples, like, of this. Like, if you want to talk about sort of your acting, for example, like...
Which we will definitely... Yeah. Get into,
like, just to sort of touch on that in terms of finding your purpose. I know you definitely want that to be one of your big end goals.
Yeah.
You're taking actionable steps on a day to day. You're, you know, highly networking. You're, you know, doing all the auditions that you can.
Getting yourself out there, watching as many shows and, you know, live theater performances.
Yeah. And I think also, like, even for me, like, I know traveling has always been one of my biggest goals. And for you as well. Mm-hmm. But like, what actionable steps am I taking towards that? Well, I'm working quite a few hours while I'm also at university and I'm not going out there spending money on things I don't want to be spending money on. I know a lot of people have trouble, you know, with managing where their money is going. Not that it's the most important thing, especially for me, but I've realized that in order to fund that goal of mine, I can actually use the job that I have now, even though it's not what I want to do, to actually get a step closer to that goal.
Absolutely. I think also in saying that, like, you know, let's say I'm going to use myself as an example, like acting is my dream and I have been doing it for a very long time and like, we'll get into it in later episodes, but
that will take too long.
That will take too long, but that's what I will say for now. But it's one of those things where you don't want to stop your whole life to just go and accomplish this particular goal. You want to still have a good life. It's truly about
finding fulfillment in your day-to-day.
Balance too, right? Like if your goal is to become a bodybuilder and, you know, you've got friends going out and partying and things like that and that's something you enjoy, yeah, of course you're going to have to cut some of that out of your life to – you know, immerse yourself in training and eating well. Like, look, I don't know what it takes to be a bodybuilder because I'm far from that. But you can have a balance of that. You can find things that will work and that will still make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pause your whole life to be like, yes, this and this only. And if it's not this, then I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Because that's unhealthy for your mental.
Yeah.
It's also unhealthy for your physical because both connect very much so.
Yeah. I think another thing probably one of the final things that we're going to touch on in this episode was also our, I think we're both, I can speak for both of us on this one.
Okay.
But the 9-to-5 lifestyle is just not for us.
Not
and
built.
To be honest, big rabbit hole, but I don't think anyone is truly, truly, unless they're working towards their own goal, like running their own business and pouring, you know, thousands of hours into that, a lot of their time, or working towards something that, again, they're truly happy about. I think it's a bit messed up that 9-to-5 has become so normalized.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have these, so Emmanuel and I, we have these moments, we call them moments. We'll be like, we'll meet each other at the train station before we head to uni. And you'll just see this whole pack of people, heads down on their phones, crossing the road, walking in, like, there's like maybe hundreds and hundreds of these people.
And the reason this is interesting to us, because we look at it and we're like, surely all these people aren't doing what they want to be doing. Surely they're not all happy. Like, surely there's something that can change about
this. It kind of feels like Big Brother. Like, it feels like we're living in this like 1984 kind of pack, and we're all just sheep kind of doing what we're kind of supposed to be doing in
Very
this
much
life.
Stuck in the matrix.
Stuck in the matrix. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have said it better myself. And these moments we have a lot. We see it in the train station. We see it when we're walking through the supermarket. We see it when we're, you know, even at the movies. Like, you'll just see, like, people so to themselves, so disconnected from human connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of scary. And seeing people in this 9-to-5 being stuck in this, you know, staring at a computer screen all day.
And again, we want to emphasize 9-to-5 where they're unhappy.
Yes.
And we know this by multiple examples I can give you of people that are unhappy in their 9-to-5 and complaining and living for the weekend, living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we want to sort of push, you know, breaking that stigma is because we truly believe that, you know, hearing some inspirational words could push people to pursue what they really want to do.
It could. It takes one conversation. It actually does take one conversation, because we're literally sitting here from having this one conversation about what are we doing in life.
Yeah.
And we were unhappy. We were not happy with what we were doing. Obviously, that's to say, like,
not unhappy. There was a lot of people that were in much worse situations.
No, of course. Of course. But I think unhappy is the wrong word.
We didn't
actually
know where we were going.
I think unsure. We were not as fulfilled as we wanted to be with our jobs.
Absolutely not. Going around in circles.
Exactly. Working in
options.
Retail. Like, it's just not. I don't think we're not built for that. I don't think.
But I think a lot of people can step out of that. And I think that's the biggest thing that we want to get out of this episode and our podcast as a whole, is giving people the power and, you know, getting that inner purpose out of them and could make a big difference.
It could make a big difference. And I think obviously we're on that path of figuring it out. We have our passions, we have our hobbies, we have, you know, things that we love, and we're very much so figuring it out as well as everyone else, which I think is kind of really, really part of the process. And it's really nice because I feel like I'm not alone.
Oh yeah.
You know, because you're not, you're actually so not. And you feel like, you know, a lot of my friends, I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, they're all doing amazing things. And not that I'm not doing amazing things, because I truly am. And I'm so
very,
incredibly
very
grateful for what I have achieved and what I have done. Because if I were to look back at my younger self, like, my younger self wouldn't have dreamed of half the stuff that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really beautiful to look back and be like, I have achieved all these things. But comparison, like I said before, is such a big thing of comparing yourself to other people, of like, oh, but this person has achieved this and this and I still haven't. And it's like, well, no, that's okay, because you're on your own path and they're on their path.
Mm-hmm.
May take you a bit longer, may take you a bit slower.
Yeah.
But like, you're not going to achieve the same thing at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, again, that sort of touches down what we spoke about in the beginning of the episode about, like, again, like, it's crazy to see how so many people have this universal experience that you were saying that you've already achieved so much and you're so grateful for what you've achieved. It goes to show, like, even these celebrities that you hear talking about it, like, everyone is truly a little bit lost.
Yeah.
And that's the whole basis of our podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Everyone is truly a little bit lost. I kind of like that. I kind of want a tattoo of that so I can remind myself.
It's true. It's really true. So we hope this episode resonated with you guys.
Yeah, we really do. And as we said before, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, and spark some inspiration.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Work backwards from what you want your end goal to be and take those actionable steps on a day-to-day basis. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways. Trust me, have a conversation with your 80-year-old self.
Yeah. And if you don't know what that looks like, if you have that conversation with your 80-year-old self and you're like, oh,
just close your eyes and think, what do I want to be remembered for?
Yeah, that's actually a good way. What do I want to be remembered for? Exactly. If that's being a kind person, mm-hmm. if that's being a helpful person.
Could be being a beautiful mother. It could be being a millionaire. It could be opening the best, most successful business ever or, you know, running your small little business from your country town.
Yeah, it could be anything.
But it's about figuring out that and not being scared to pursue it.
100%.
So, yeah.
Oh, I feel inspired. I actually feel like I'm like, oh, I need to go chase my dreams now.
Oh, yeah, me too. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode of the Lostish podcast and definitely
stay tuned for episode 3, which we're actually going to be filming right now.
Very soon.
Yeah, stay tuned.